Ken, which mic would you like me to take out? Because I just... This one? All right. Uh-huh. There we go. All right. Back up here as well. Okay. Is that okay? Because I like to walk around when I talk, so... usually right after lunch is nap time at conferences, so if you do have to snore, please snore loudly, or, you know, to wake up the rest of the people around. The title of my talk today is Conduct, Real Life Skills for the Homeschooling Graduate. I'd like to focus on practical, tangible, measurable skills that homeschool parents hope that their children will have when they grow up. My parents are still hoping that I learn some of these. You can take that for what you will. Maybe I haven't entirely grown up, which is why if you check your booklet, you'll see a lot of extra question marks. I think that's a formatting error on my part. Now, just because I'm going to be focusing on the practical side of things, I don't want you to think that practical considerations are what I think is most important, because I don't. Other speakers today have talked about, and they will talk about, Ken's still going to be speaking, about having a philosophy of education, about teaching your children to have faith, which I would say is the most important tool that you can give them for this earthly life and beyond. Although I focus on practical considerations, what is practical today may be impractical tomorrow. If you have a philosophy of education, if you have a family mission statement, for instance, your children will have a solid foundation for when the times change. Now, before I joined Wisdom, I was the store manager of the Home Depot in Red Deer. As a store manager, you might think that all I cared about were sales, the bottom line, dollars and cents. What I looked at it, the way I looked at it, was that I was going to look after my people, my team, and my team was going to look after the bottom line. What I wanted from my team, the people that worked for me, could be called good conduct. That's what really all employers want, although they might not put it that way. Let me speak here to the students who are here for a moment. You all have hopes and dreams for the future. Maybe you already know what you want in a career. Maybe you don't. That's okay, too. Whatever you do in the future, call it a career, an occupation, a job, you'll likely be working. There are specific skills for each job, and you can learn what those are. If you want to be an auto mechanic, you probably want to know the difference between a 5/8 and a 9/16 wrench. But there are also skills and qualities, call it good conduct, that you need, and it's regardless of whatever job you do. It's needed for every job. You need to know those for the application and the interview. And if you want specifics, I'll be at that table over there by the janitorial room sign. You can come and see me after. In more than 12 years as a manager in retail stores, I interviewed over 2,000 people. Most of those people came to me because they wanted a job. Most of them I didn't hire. You might think that I didn't hire these people because they lacked experience. If you're one of the students sitting here, you're probably worried about that. How am I going to get a job? I don't have any experience. Well, I can tell you that a lack of experience is not the main reason I didn't hire people. What I used to tell my my assistant store managers and department supervisors, because they did the preliminary interviews, I said, I'm going to give you a scenario. Let's say you're the manager of the plumbing department at a Home Depot. You have one person to hire, and two people show up, okay? One person is a journeyman plumber. He wants to get out of the trade because, you know, he's feeling underappreciated by his customers. And, well, he's not a really good communicator. He's a little grumpy, comes across very blunt, but he really knows his stuff. That's the first person. The second person who comes and applies is a person fresh out of high school. He's helped his dad replace the toilet in his house, probably because his sister threw something down the toilet. If they're anything like my kids. And that's all the plumbing experience he has. But, you know, he's enthusiastic, he's eager. But he really doesn't know a whole lot about plumbing. Which one are you going to hire? So, now this is Home Depot. Home Depot hires the experts. You can do it, we can help, right? That's what they say. So, how many of you here would hire the journeyman plumber? The rest of you are all cowards. How many here would hire the recent high school graduate? That's who I'd hire. Because what I would tell my department supervisors, what I would tell my assistant store managers is, look, we can teach new employees anything about plumbing, but we can't teach them how to smile. All right? So what I wanted to know is, the person that I'm hiring, are they eager? Are they enthusiastic? Are they willing? Willing to learn, willing to work, and because it was retail, willing to serve customers. Those are the people that I hired. Now, I said before, I've interviewed over 2,000 people. Some got a job, and some didn't. But I didn't ask a single one what they did in high school, how well they did, what their marks were, what they had learned in high school. I didn't ask a single one because I really didn't care. What I wanted to know is, are you willing? Willing to work, willing to learn, willing to do what you're told. I mean, that sounds a little harsh, but that's truly what I was looking for as a store manager. I wanted to know some other things, too. Will the person show up on time? Do they know how to follow instructions? Will they get things done? Those are the skills that I cared about. So let me tell you another story really quick. My father-in-law used to teach auto mechanics at Sioux College in Sault Ste. Marie in Ontario. A friend of his taught the welding class. The welding students were all grown men and women in their 20s and 30s. The welding teacher told his students on the first day of class, class starts at 9 a.m. At 9:01, I shut the door and I lock it. If you're not here on time, you're not getting in. That was fine for a couple of weeks. And then a couple of guys showed up late. They were locked out. So they went down to talk to the dean of the school. They had a good reason. They'd paid for the course. You know, you got to let us in. The dean went to talk to the welding teacher. The welding teacher said, look, some of these men and women may become welders, some won't. But all of them will learn that they have to be on time. If I can teach them that, teach them to be punctual and responsible, they will be able to get a job. They'll have skills that employers value. So the dean backed down. And those two guys didn't get into that class that day. When I was a manager for Home Depot, one of my nicknames was the Terminator. I realized because it's my likeness to Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'd forgive you if you made that mistake. The real reason was that I fired more employees than all of the other managers combined, even when I was assistant store manager. Now, that makes me sound like a mean, rotten so-and-so, doesn't it? Not so. I really wasn't. But what I did do is I laid out a brief set of rules and policies, and I expected people to follow them. So what do you think the number one reason was that I had to fire people? Late. That's right. Punctuality. Showing up late or not showing up at all. And some of the parents are here, you know, they're nodding their heads going, yeah, you know, kids today, they just don't, there's too many jobs out there. They don't know how to show up on time. Well, it's not just a young person's thing. One of my senior staff, actually, I actually filed a missing persons report. I did. He hadn't shown up for 3 days. He'd been worked for us for over a year, too. Didn't show up for 3 days. We called him, had one of my managers go and knock on his door because we knew where he lived. I called his brother because I knew his brother. Brother hadn't seen him for 3 days either. I mean, I was worried that this poor guy was in the hospital or in a ditch somewhere, right? So I called the police. Police phoned me back. No, he wasn't in a ditch somewhere. He just needed a change, and now he was working somewhere else. Thanks for calling. Anyway, simple punctuality, by the way, does start with the job interview. I would estimate that almost a quarter of the people that I interviewed were late for their job interview. Now, I mean, look, if you want me to give you a job, I mean, what are the odds that if you show up for your job interview, you're going to keep showing up late every day that you work there? That's pretty good, eh? So, I mean, show up on time. Anyway, enough about punctuality. I mentioned some other things that I wanted to know when I interviewed a person. Do they know how to follow instructions? Will they get things done? Can they serve customers? Those are the questions that I told my assistant store managers to ask, because they did the first and second interviews, and I did the third. So when I did the final interview, when I hired people, what was I looking for? What were the qualities I was looking for? Well, the most common expectations are listed for you on a handout called conduct. There it is. Conduct, real life skills for the homeschool graduate. Okay. What I did to create that handout is, and you can see that on the back, is I went through characteristics, qualities, and so on that employers want. And then I translated them into conduct as we see it. Conduct starts, by the way, even when they're young. You're all familiar with the facilitator assessment report form, right? Conduct is part A, which is on your handouts, by the way, as well. You'll notice there's also some words there from our Alberta government, because they want good conduct too. Why do they want good conduct? Well, the government wants good conduct because they want good citizens. As parents, we want good conduct because we want good children. So let me ask the students, why should you care? Why should you want good conduct? I'm going to share the answer of somebody who is a whole lot smarter than me. And that's his name is Father Mike Scanlon. He was the president of Franciscan University of Steubenville, Ohio. And this is what he said. Young people today want two things. First, they want to know that their life is theirs, that they own it. It doesn't belong to the parents, it belongs to the young people. Second, they want to be heroes. Well, owning your life and being a hero takes preparation and character. So prepare your character today for the person you want to be tomorrow. Thank you.